You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, we're back. It's a Chickies Friday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, a beautiful summer Friday afternoon and a fun show as always. Ike Reese, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Listen, we didn't lose a game yesterday, so that's a good thing. We got a big weekend series coming up against the Natitude. Formerly Natitude. We got that coming up. But we also have the Birds going tonight.
Oh, who could forget?
All-important final preseason game. Come on, man. Come on.
It's a big one.
Jackie Baseball.
Big one for Chad Hall.
Yes. I'll let you, boy.
Listen, it was a beautiful morning. Beautiful day.
What was so beautiful about this morning?
Dude, it was like 72. Oh.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Well, I thought something happened.
Nah, beautiful for a while.
Honestly, our house has a window right above the sink where you look out. And I started getting a little misty-eyed.
Oh,
thinking about the boys growing up here.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Oh, that's beautiful.
I told Jack, the window over the sink in the kitchen out in the backyard, that is suburban 101, man.
Dude.
That's suburbs 101.
Walker
buddy.
Running around wanting to meet his neighbors last night.
Oh,
come on, man.
Come on, man.
Get me a pair of white New Balances and a new grill.
So we have a big show, as we always do on Fridays.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, we will replay. We talked to Nick Sirianni earlier this week. If you missed it, we will replay that interview this afternoon. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks about what we should look for in tonight's game. You know, we hand out the belt, see if James Seltzer keeps the belt.
No shot. I
sure hope not. But on a Friday, I thought, how about we do a fun topic that I'm sure we're all going to fight about, but a Would You Rather Friday. I think we've done this a couple of other times. This is a Would You Rather Friday. Now, before I present it to you, Ike, I will say, when we first thought of it, I thought this was an easy answer.
Mm-hmm.
The more you think about it, it's not that easy an answer. So I will present to you, and I present to the audience, 215-592-9494. Would you rather? You can only have one, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a Phillies World Series championship this year, or the Eagles go back-to-back and win the Super Bowl. Now, let me present to you. After you choose, your brain is wiped away. You don't know that the Eagles aren't going to win the Super Bowl if you pick the Phillies. Like, you get to choose now, then we do the Men in Black thing, and you forget about it. But you can only have one. Would you rather the Phillies win the World Series this year, or the Eagles go back-to-back and win the Super Bowl?
He took off his glasses, which is...
Because it's a tough question.
It was the time to lock in.
It really is a tough question.
It really is.
Let me talk my way through this.
Okay.
On one hand...
Yes.
You're asking me the Phillies can win the World Series this year.
Yes.
Now, here's what this would mean.
Yep.
Bryce Harper, my guy, gets his first World Series.
Yep.
Solidifies himself as an icon in this city.
Yep.
By delivering the third World Series title here.
It would also be an amazing story because it happens without Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
So we get this. It's not quite the Eagles 2017, but there is a tinge of, wow, look at that story.
Now, my other guy, Kyle Schwarber, already has a title.
Yep.
But he's been the MVP of the league and the MVP of this team. And what better way to end this season than having Kyle Schwarber also a two-time now World Series champion?
Yep.
That goes up against the Eagles going back-to-back. Now, the Eagles have won two Super Bowls in the last 7 years, 8 years. They've gone to three.
People forget that.
But being a back-to-back champion, there's only a few of those. Not every team has been a back-to-back champion. That would put this Eagles organization in rarefied air. It would give them their third title in 9 years. Or 8 years, whatever it is, eight years.
Then you can start to have the real dynasty conversations, not the made-up ones we had after last year, you know? It's so difficult. Because let me just say this.
Yes.
Because I'm trying to talk.
Yeah.
So initially, when I thought about this, I'm like, oh, it's easy. It's the Phillies. We just got an Eagles one last year. But when you think of the difference between being a one-time Super Bowl champion and a back-to-back Super Bowl champion, there are a lot of Super Bowl champions that don't go back-to-back that you kind of forget about until you bring them up again.
Yeah.
But the back-to-back teams you never forget about. Like, you don't forget about the Cowboys in the 90s. You don't forget about the Niners.
Sure.
You don't forget about the Patriots. Those teams,
the Chiefs.
You don't forget about those. They are forever teams.
Yeah.
So, initially, I thought it was pretty easy. I thought it would be a Phillies World Series because we haven't had one since 08, and we just had an Eagles one last year, but it is more difficult than that. But you can only have one, Ike.
First of all, who comes up with these damn questions?
Fritz came up with this one. And 215-592-9494, we want to know which one you want.
I'm almost afraid to give an answer.
You got to give an answer.
Simply don't have a choice.
Yeah. I know Hedgie McReese over here.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I want Bryce to win the World Series.
Wow!
I want Bryce Harper to win the World Series.
That is unbelievable.
I do.
So you're picking the Phillies.
Yeah. It would have been an easy answer had the Eagles not won the Super Bowl last year.
Okay.
That would be a no-brainer. I'm going with the Eagles. It's a tougher answer to give because being a back-to-back champion certainly would put you in rarefied air. But the Eagles are – they just won the Super Bowl. They've gone to two Super Bowls in the last 3 years. There's something about having Bryce and those guys cap this era of Phillies baseball off with a title that would be more fulfilling than just the Eagles winning another Super Bowl and the Phillies not. That was painful for me to say, to some degree.
Yeah.
But I think wanting Bryce and Kyle Schwarber to win a World Series here, that almost trumps the Eagles going back-to-back. It does.
Now, Jack.
God help me get through the rest of this show.
Jack.
And don't you guys blame me if I just flip.
If you flip.
Yeah, we won't.
But I'm just saying, my initial reaction is, because you didn't include the Sixers.
Or the Flyers. Or the Union.
But you didn't include the Sixers because I want to see Joel win a championship also.
Dude, come on.
But you didn't. This isn't that. I'm going with the guy who I love as a player who hasn't won a title yet.
Yeah.
I think Bryce Harper winning a World Series completes the circle.
215-592-9494. It's Would You Rather.
It's tough to get through.
I know.
It was tough.
It's a Would You Rather Friday.
That's my knee-jerk reaction, though. is Bryce. Spike, I'm still talking my way through this.
I know. Well, we have 4 hours.
Okay.
It's a Would You Rather Friday. Would you rather have, you can only have one, a World Series championship for the Phillies this year or a Super Bowl championship for the Eagles? Now, Jack, I'll let you say it.
Yeah, I don't need to waste anyone's time.
Yeah.
17 years. It's been 17 years since the Phillies won the World Series. A whole generation has actually been born and gone through Phillies baseball, which is crazy because the 08 team was a core memory for me. But it's 17 years. I think the Wheeler thing adds to the story. And listen, I selfishly burned the boats being the catalyst for it. You kidding me? Maybe that time.
Documentary?
Maybe I could be in the Phillies video yearbook. God forbid. I've been trying for 10 years. I'm the only one that cares about
it. I was in
the
hype video last year.
You were in the hype video. Everyone.
Everybody but you.
Everyone. Richie was in it more than me. Like, I mean, what are we talking? Anyway, not to get sidetracked.
Yeah.
I need it.
Okay.
Because this kind of does feel like the last ride for this group. There will be changes this offseason if they don't win it. And this team deserves a World Series.
So let me make the argument for the Eagles. It's been 17 years since the Phillies have won a World Series. Mm-hmm. But it has been 50 years since we had a back-to-back championship in Philadelphia. Like,
who was that?
The Flyers.
I just want you to say that.
Yeah. Sorry, that was like the freaking tons.
We want to at least get a mention of the Flyers.
And when we talk about that, and yes. We talked about it a lot during Mount Rushmore week, it may as well have been 400 years ago. Because it feels like, you know, I'm 49 years old. It's not really part of my life. I was 2 years
before
old.
Before you were born, yeah.
There is something about it would be great if the Phillies won the World Series. And I sure as hell would take it. But there is something about the Eagles becoming, this Eagles becoming, a different sort of legitimate than they are. Saquon made the argument, and many people tried to make the argument, that the Eagles World Series championship last year, that was one of the best teams of all time.
World Series championship?
Super Bowl championship.
Get it right.
I'm sorry, we're talking about a lot of championships here. We are title town. A lot of people are trying to make the argument that the Eagles last year were one of the best teams of all time. Best teams of the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. No one is going to accept that argument if they just win one Super Bowl. But not only does an Eagles back-to-back Super Bowl put the franchise on a different level,
It
legitimizes last year in a different way. Like, last year's Super Bowl championship will be looked upon as even bigger if they were able to do it again. I think the Eagles have gone from point A to point B in terms of the way their franchise is thought of in the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. The first thing was your era, was mm-hmm. Andy Reid, Jeff Lurie buying the team and becoming a legitimate threat to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In the last 7 years, we've gone to a different level, winning 2 Super Bowls over the last 7 years.
Yep.
Winning a back-to-back championship for the Philadelphia Eagles puts them in the elite, elite, elite class of historical franchises with the Eagles. Not just current. Current, they're in the elite class. Mm-hmm. But an all-time thing. This is an all-time thing. It's not an all-time thing.
Well, it doesn't put them in the class of the Niners, the Steelers.
But you're on your way.
Those guys got 5 titles.
But you're on your way.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You're on your way.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592.
Back-to-back would be?
Back-to-back would
awesome.
Be sweet. Yeah.
Would be awesome.
215-592-9494. It's Would You Rather Friday. You can only have one. The Phillies win the World Series this year or the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Jordan and Princeton.
Jalen would definitely be in the elite category.
It depends how he plays.
It could be McKee wins it.
Yeah. Jordan and Princeton, you're on WIP. What's up, Jordan?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And for me, there is only one answer, and that answer would be the Philadelphia Phillies. And this is a multi-layered answer for me. But what it comes down to is that I am a baseball guy. I like baseball. I enjoy football, but I love baseball. I have seen 69, that is not a joke,
awesome.
As of this week, 69 home Phillies games in the last 4 seasons. I am a baseball guy, and I would like to see them win a championship. I will admit, on WIP, we did so little football watching in my house as a kid. I remember in 6th grade, kids playing schoolyard football, and I had no idea what 3rd and 11 meant. I just went along with it and ran
what
there.
What kind of house did you grow up?
That sounds horrible, honestly.
Like, Jordan, I think I got to talk to your pop.
How old are you? What era are we talking about here?
No, I'm in my early 40s, and it was my mother, and it was baseball. My mother taught me how to keep box score. Wow. You know, my parents brought me to the birthday game every year for me. I got great pictures of me at 8 and 9 and 10 with the birthday club and the confetti and everything. So that's my answer. But here's why Philadelphia needs the Phillies to win. They need this squad to win. We do not need to legitimize last year's Eagles team on some national stage, Spike. I'm sorry. We're Philly. Everybody's going to hate us and say that we somehow backdoored our way into it no matter what. So I don't need to win the Eagles another Super Bowl so that we can prove something to somebody else. I'm a baseball guy, and I want to see the Phillies win, and this team deserves to do it, and the city deserves to have it happen to them.
Jordan, what I would say is sports are about proving something to someone else. Like, the part of the motivation of the 2017 Eagles team was to prove something to the rest of the league and prove something to someone else.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I reject the fact that we say we don't care what everybody thinks of us. That is the biggest lie we tell. We tell a lot of lies in Philadelphia. The fact that we don't care what other people think of us when we sit on the internet all day waiting for somebody to say something about us that is the wrong way, just to shout them down and tell them that they're wrong. Like, I disagree that we don't care what other...
Oh, we care.
We care. You know, we want to be mentioned among those other teams. I think every sports city that feels like they've been crapped on has the desire to be mentioned like the other ones are. So
we all want to be validated.
Yeah, look, there's no right and wrong answer to this, of course. If you want the Phillies because your mom wouldn't let you watch football, that's fine. But a World Series would be great, but I do reject that thing. And thank you for the call, Jordan. I do reject the thing that we don't care what other people
think. Of course
think
we care. That's what makes us us. We care.
We might care more than everybody
yes,
else.
Exactly.
And that's why the national shows always troll us a little bit.
Right.
Yes.
Because they don't get it.
Well, and
we care.
We're easy marks.
Yes.
Easy.
Yeah.
Because we care a lot.
Like shooting fish in a barrel.
Exactly. Motion on our sleeves, brother.
Yep.
Spike, just envision, though. You weren't here in 22 for the World Series run.
I was not.
You want to
That's
talk about
thing.
An exhausting,
man.
Exhilarating, travel-filled.
I would love to go through
like,
it.
Like, there's something about a deep playoff run with baseball in this city that just hits different. And something
the
like,
Red October is a beautiful thing.
Last year was
It's a beautiful thing.
We were robbed of it.
We got robbed
year.
Of it.
We were robbed.
Yeah, and there's no guarantee how long it's going to last. So that's why you almost have to appreciate it when you do get 22 and 23. Even though it doesn't end the way we want it to end. I think part of this is mostly the Eagles just won.
Yes. Oh, of course.
That's the biggest thing with me.
Of course.
And I damn sure would take the back-to-back. Don't get
me
wrong. And we're going back-to-back. But if I got to choose between the two, you said it's been 17 years since we've seen the Phillies do it. And I think you love Zach Wheeler. You love Zach.
Oh, yeah.
We both love Bryce.
A winner for Zach.
You're not a winner for Bryce guy, but it don't matter. You love Zach.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I want Bryce. I want Bryce.
I know what I'm saying,
I'm a Zach guy.
We know. Yeah. But Bryce is the guy who gets the monkey off his back
for sure.
They win the World Series.
You know,
the
statue built already.
Oh, he gets a statue for sure.
Wait a minute.
He's getting a statue. They win the World Series.
Let me
right along with the other three statues that should go up.
Let me be honest with you, and this is a very honest
Rollins and Howard.
Very honest moment here.
Yes.
In 22, when the run was happening down here, and I was in New York, I'm going to be honest. I was so jealous.
Oh yeah.
That there were hints of, I don't want the Phillies to win because I'm not there for it. Like, when I was watching, I'm just being honest.
You weren't even on the air.
That on the air?
What's that? Well, yeah, I wasn't on the air, but my whole life was up there. I wasn't experiencing it down here.
Yeah,
and
you
instead
couldn't be happy for us?
No.
You are disgusting.
Ultimately, I wanted them to win.
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, wait a minute. You don't want the Eagles to win.
There's no proof of that.
Okay. I'm just being honest.
We're a transparent radio show. Yeah.
You know, I wanted to be able to go through it up there.
Yeah.
You were going through it. I couldn't go through it. It was different watching it on
you
TV.
You left last year and the Yankees went
He's
to
like
the
He's like that
World
damn Rod
Series.
Lakin. Look what I left Rod Lakin with.
The Lake Insanity run.
Oh, it's incredible. It's left him a ready-made radio station. He got a Super Bowl, a World Series.
Two Super Bowls. Yeah.
It's like
unbelievable.
He's like, oh, look what I did.
And a quarterback you can argue about all the time.
Yeah.
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 He's ridiculous.
215-592-9494. It's Would You Rather Friday. What would you rather have? A Phillies World Series this year. You can only have one. Or an Eagles Super Bowl. Coming up next. There is something happening in Philadelphia tomorrow that involves a lot of naked people. We will discuss that next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know, big parties, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Man.
You don't want to
take me back.
All right.
What card do you have in college bumping around to this?
Well, because that was college. Machiavelli album, you're in college.
Yeah, I didn't have a car, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get a car to my spring year after I graduated when I was going into the draft.
Yeah, I was going to say, was this college for you? Because I think it was
it was college, yeah.
Junior, sophomore year maybe for me, something like
college,
that.
Yeah, it was college, yeah, it was my senior year, so, you know. I was rolling around. I was a pitcher me rolling type guy.
Oh, there you go.
I wanted that 500 bends. I never got it.
Didn't get it. We are at Chickies and Pete's.
I took my whole signing bonus.
In South Philly. Remember, you can watch every game at your local Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. So this is for Would You Rather Friday, and you can only choose one. Here are the options on the Twitter poll. Eagles repeat or Phillies win the World Series? Ike, what do you think the results of the poll are?
Eagles repeat.
What do you think the number is?
Let's go 63%.
Ah, stop.
You missed on this one.
Yes.
58% Phillies.
Oh, yes. How about that?
Yeah, 58% Phillies.
How about that?
Yep.
I'm telling you, a lot of it has to do with the Eagles just won one.
Yes.
And this is still, listen, it's an Eagles town,
sure.
But there are enough baseball fans in this town that are also football fans.
Oh, of course.
That would love to see the Phillies win a World Series. It's been 17 years, and I'm telling you, the Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Zach Wheeler effect with this city, we want to see those guys have a championship as well.
Because they'll always come back, right?
Yes.
Like the 22 reunion will happen. I'm sure eventually they'll be at fantasy camp and all of that
right,
stuff.
Right,
right. Schwarber is built for fantasy.
Dude, yes. You kidding me? Stubbsy at fantasy camp? He's
you know what,
be a
though?
Problem.
First of all, Schwarber will never be at fantasy
yeah,
camp.
Yes. That's well,
Schwarber's going to be the manager.
The issue with these guys in fantasy camp? Making too much money.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's
yeah.
no way.
Especially after this next
year. They're going to be at fantasy camp.
Stubbs
yes,
will
yes.
be at fantasy camp.
Lock of the century.
Yeah, yeah.
Stubbs
might get Marshy there.
Stubbs might be in fantasy camp in 2 years.
I know.
Yeah.
But they'll bring him early. Yeah. They'll bring him early. But, like, they – so they'll always be remembered for 22, whatever. And, listen, we love the 93 Phillies. That hasn't changed. But, like, there's a difference between being a champion and not being a champion.
Of course.
And it would – it really would suck for this team to be the one that doesn't get it done.
And let me tell you this, that this era would not be remembered as fondly as the 93 Phillies.
No.
Because the 93 Phillies were not expected to do anything.
Yeah.
This is a $300 million roster.
Yeah.
Like, ultimately, this team would be remembered as a team that never got a ton, not a team that shouldn't have been there. Look, if 22 had just come and gone, we had never made the playoffs again, that team would have lived as sort of like a, you know, a story.
A one-off, yeah.
But no. If this team doesn't do it, these were good times, but I don't know that people will look back on this era for a very long time, like your era.
Yeah.
And people like that era, and I think they can look back at it more fondly now that there's a Super
yes.
Bowl, you know, instead of remembering, you
that
know, bring up Rondé Barber.
Four and, title games.
Right,
yeah.
Right. 215.
Thank you, Spike.
Sorry.
You guys always find a way to drag
well,
that
dude,
out there, man.
Can I tell you something? The hardest thing is I start talking about it, forgetting that you were on the teams. So I start talking about that era, and I'm like, all right, how do I work my way around?
Yeah, how do I not just twist a knife
yes.
in Ike's back here?
We all love them, of course. All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, this is a tough question because it's a lot of factors to it, you know.
Multi-layered, as we often do on this show.
Said what?
Multi-layer.
Yes.
Second level thinking.
Yeah. Like it's Bryce Schwarber, the Ohio legend. You know what I'm saying? You got like you could win a World Series title town. But man, listen, that back to back. Let me tell you, like y'all know this, man. We all them memes with them ring pops. All the ring pop memes they used to give us and empty trophy cases. Listen, if we win back to back, like. You can make a debate. We the team of the 2010s. Like, the Chiefs got three.
Yeah.
That would put us with three.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. like we it will put us in the upper echelon. All y'all got no rings. Like, the Commanders, we would have caught up with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One away from the Giants, Cowboys with them dusty championships. You know what I'm saying? we will be able to talk. Like, in baseball, it's not as – I mean, like, when you look at the NL East, you know what I'm saying? I know teams have moved around, but it's like us. And the Mets got two, Nationals got one. I think the Braves got four or five or whatever. So I get, but it's like, it's all like a collective.
The Braves
they
got
wasn't being,
two, right?
Yeah, I mean, they only got
I mean,
one
won
during
one
that
run.
14-year
run.
Right,
yeah.
right,
then
right.
They just
and
won
they only
one
got one in that era.
20,
like,
yeah.
we got the most recent, you know, World Series appearance, and we're going to have another one. Because, you know, we're going to go this year. We could win it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like we don't view World Series titles the way that we view, like, NFL titles from
exactly.
the standpoint of counting in the – because the Yankees have 27. And makes
yeah,
it,
in case you
sure.
haven't heard.
Yeah, it makes
yeah.
it hard.
In case you haven't
yeah.
heard.
Yeah, we but, just – they have their own category.
Yeah, but only three – only four count for the Yankees.
Right, and you get – like, you don't get bullied in baseball like you do football. Like, you don't get clowned for your team not winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, people
but
like,
you know
oh,
what, though? You know what, though? You know what that is, Corey? It's because – they don't respect the Phillies as much.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's really it, though.
Oh, Of course it is. We got the most losses in baseball history.
Nah, as long as we've been around.
I agree with that. We do got a lot.
I agree with that.
But it's like when you look at like the Eagles, like we was dominating in your era, but we ain't had no championships.
Let's keep bringing that up today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we were talking about it though. Like we got to bring it up when we talking about eras and what it means. I just feel like being back-to-back champs, doing something that like not that many teams have done.
Yeah.
You could be the team of the 2010s. Like the Phillies could win, and it will be great for the city. But this would be like historic if the Eagles win. Like this would put us in a new echelon of historic teams.
Let me ask you this.
Puts about 8 players on this team in the Hall of Fame.
And well, that's
you know
for sure.
Oh,
the gold jacket for Jalen.
You know who's going to be at the top of that list.
All right,
the bust.
Well, not Jalen.
I mean, it puts Nick Sirianni in, puts Jalen in, probably puts Saquon in. AJ would have 2. Lane is already in.
AJ?
Is Lane already in? I've seen him as a probably.
Two would solidify
it.
Yeah.
Well, 3.
That's right. It's
3. Yeah. Because I think
Lane's probably already in there.
Lane right now, I think, is a Hall of Famer, maybe not first ballot. I think if he wins a third one,
would definitely be a first ballot.
Probably ends up being first ballot. Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Corey, as always. Right. Let me ask you guys this. Which parade is bigger? Now, I don't talk about in terms of size.
Right.
Because like, they both be huge in terms of size.
And I was told size doesn't matter.
She lied.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They tell you size.
Big lies.
Yep.
Big lies for guys like you and me, Jack.
It's like being nice to you. Yeah.
You know, the kind of guys that don't go into the urinal next to another guy.
Yeah.
I wonder if what the difference in, like, craziness and passion was, because the parade in 08 was psychotic.
Yeah.
The parade in
and then 25 years.
Yeah,
That was crazy.
Well, I remember seeing people
came the opposite way. They came down Broad.
It was Halloween,
to the stadium,
right? And cuz I remember people walking around like zombies later that day in Philadelphia, cuz I remember leaving the WYSP at the time.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this, I don't know if you guys felt it. I don't know in terms of people. The parade in 17 or in 18 for that Super Bowl felt crazier to me than the parade this year.
I agree.
You know, I maybe the same number of people, but there was sort of a passion.
It was the first one.
I wonder.
They were still celebrating, like, from the damn Super Bowl night.
Right, yeah.
And the speeches were more memorable. Well, Kelsey's speech, I guess.
Yeah.
And Sherelle Parker's.
I wonder which one would feel crazy.
Mayor Parker.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
So yeah, my bad. I wonder which one would feel crazy. Now, the weather benefits the Phillies because it wouldn't be as cold.
Wouldn't be as cold.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think there's going to be super wildness for either one. I think we've just won one last year with the Eagles.
Yep.
It takes a lot of parade juices away.
Yep.
I think 08 was such a release of we're finally back. Yeah, 25
finally
years.
Finally won one in 25
And obviously
years.
The Eagles' first one, that'll be a different level of craziness. I think we're reaching the portion of just your regular run-of-the-mill.
We're spoiled.
Parade.
We're spoiled with parades.
Title town.
That's what we are.
Title town.
Oh, no, I'm still waiting on that Sixer Flyers. I'm waiting on that summer parade.
Oh, it would be great.
Yeah, that's when it's going to be crazy.
Well, that's a problem.
The Flyers parade?
A summer parade would be a problem.
I've never experienced
that. Yeah, it would be a real problem.
It would be awesome, man.
Yeah.
All right, 205-592-9494. You know what isn't a problem? Getting a brand-new Hyundai at Colonial. They make it the opposite of a problem. Fast, easy, better. That's what the Cars Are John Ashdell does. That's what the team at Colonial does. Right? You say, is it a good time now? Never been a better time. Of the over 300 brand new Hyundais on the lot, which means they have whatever you want, you're going to get up to 20% off any of them. 20% off a car, a brand new Hyundai. That is significant. All right, it's a good reason for that. It's a good reason because of financing. You say, Spike, they couldn't give me a great interest rate now. Look at the way interest rates are. How about 0% on a brand new Hyundai? Sounds crazy, but it's true. And they're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else, guaranteeing you $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai at Colonial leaves with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And this month, doing some good for the homeless animals. For every vehicle sold at Colonial, $100 to the Brandywine Valley SPCA. Do not wait. Route 30 in Downingtown. That's where Colonial Hyundai is. Or online anytime at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy Hyundai. See website for details. 215-592-9494. It is Would You Rather Friday. Would you rather the Phillies win the World Series this year or the Eagles win the Super Bowl? You can only have one. John in Winfield, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
What's up, John?
Yeah, I have to go with the Eagles, and I have the narrative already lined up for you, which will make it succulent. If you look at – okay, so you look at where if they win this year – it starts with them knocking off a team that everybody had becoming our first triple winner. You know, so then it puts them in position. Now that the Eagles will have two titles, it actually puts them in position to possibly be the first team to ever win three in a row. So I'm looking way down the road.
Well, I mean, you can't win three in a row until you win two in a row. Yeah. Yeah.
And if you look at it, you look back on, that team won, 16 of its last 17 games, and the OVL came to Washington when Jalen didn't finish the game.
I prefer to call that the Devontae drop game. Yep. But, yep, go ahead.
Pickett was good.
Yep.
That's fine. And you look at it, look at the Pel still put on. You got Brady. You got Patrick Mahomes. And if you win a third one, you're looking at either Mahomes, Lamar, or Josh Allen. So
why the laugh with Josh Allen?
Huh?
I felt like a little chuckle there with Josh Allen. Why the chuckle?
Oh, no chuckle. No chuckle. But sure, so you could be looking at the greatest era in the NFL. Because that team, this is the team that won last year. They were shortchanged. They were better on a line of scrimmage. They were better offensively and defensively. And really, the real score in last year's Super Bowl is 34-love. We just let them back in the game. So,
oh, yeah.
That's my take. So, as much as I'd love to see the Phillies, I'd love to see the Phillies win, but I got to go with the Birds.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, who do you think? He did mention at the end there. An Eagle. I'm trying to think, who would it be best to beat in each for each scenario?
Yeah.
I think actually most of the teams that it would be best for the Phillies to beat are in the National League. Like, it would be cool to beat the Dodgers. It would be great to beat the Mets. All the teams that we have a specific dislike for. It would be cool to beat the Yankees.
Yeah. The Red Sox or Yankees would be fun.
Yeah. But for the Eagles.
Red Sox Philly World Series.
Yeah. Would be a cool one. That'd be fun.
I get to go to Fenway.
Yeah, it's the crap hole. The place sucks.
It's the best.
It's not the best. It sucks. Wrigley is great. Fenway sucks. But I do think an Eagles-Bills Super Bowl for two reasons. One, you get the two most psychotic fan bases in the NFL. You know what I mean?
Like the greasers and the socias.
Yes. I actually think there's a...
It's outsiders.
Yeah, it's the outsiders.
Yes. I was lost. Yeah. I thought you meant grease the poles.
No. I do think there is sort of a kinship on some level between Eagles fans and Bills fans.
Yeah, the problem is, respect for each other.
We know
an authentic fan base when we see one.
You know what the whole week would be? You remember that meme from, I think it was pre-COVID, or maybe right in the middle of COVID, where the guys went to Vegas and partied, and they swapped shirts at the end of the night?
Yes.
I think that's
That's
what Eagles-Bills, wherever the Super Bowl is this year.
There was a photo online. You know how players swap jerseys?
Yeah.
Two guys that partied in Vegas swapped shirts.
Yeah, because they respected the other's game so well.
I think there's
I don't remember that.
But the Jalen versus Josh Allen thing.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God.
Who would you root for, Spike?
The Eagles.
As long as the Eagles win, Josh can throw for 500 yards and four touchdowns.
I would take that. As long as Josh Allen doesn't choke in the Super Bowl, I'm happy as long as the Eagles
win. So the Super Bowl is in Santa Clara this year. Would we be excited about a trip to Santa Clara?
Yeah.
Well,
San Francisco.
Yeah. How far away is it from San Francisco?
Hopefully far.
I think it's like an hour. Something like that.
When we say close to Santa Clara or San Francisco. Imagine the disaster of Radio Row during that.
Why would it be a disaster?
Well, because are we going to be in San Francisco? Or
I have no idea.
If it's an hour away.
Yeah,
all
I have
the
no
traffic.
Idea.
Eh,
I have no
I'm
idea.
Starting to make a case here.
I have no idea. And then for the Phillies, who is it best for the Phillies to beat? Red Sox?
In the World Series?
Yeah, Yankees.
I mean, it's always the Yankees.
Right.
But I don't know if the Yankees will make it there.
Yeah. Nobody cares about if they beat the Tigers.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's like the Rays.
Yeah. Astros would be nice.
Although
Astros would be good.
I wouldn't mind going back to Detroit.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That wouldn't bother me.
Detroit? Yeah. I've never been to Detroit.
I've heard it's coming back. It's making a comeback.
I mean, Phil's Red Sox would just be fun from the standpoint of Boston, Philly, and hopefully going up there for games. And they're playing good baseball. But the National League would be fun.
Yes, getting through the National League would be fun.
Mets, Padres, Cubs, Milwaukee.
215-592-9494.
Ohtani.
Would you rather Friday? Oh, I want Ohtani striking out the Louisiana.
Fraud Tani?
Yep. Would you rather Friday? You can only have one, a Phillies World Series championship, or the Eagles win the Super Bowl again. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Aaron?
What up, A?
Yo. What's up? Yo, I already know what happened when you came back from Ambition as a Rider. You didn't want to rap along. You didn't want to disappoint the delegation. I already know you could remember the lyrics.
I thought you could remember the lyrics.
I was waiting for you. You can?
Yes.
Okay, bet. I was waiting for you to try now. Oh, he forgot the lyrics.
No, I just decided not to go in.
Yeah.
This is... That was Buzz I spoke to, right? When I told Buzz, I was like, I want the Eagles. But then I thought, because my son is a huge Phillies fan. He constantly texts me about the Phillies.
How old is your son?
13.
Okay.
And I don't be knowing what's going on a day-to-day basis. He told me about Zach Willis. He said a week before Zach Willis got set, we need to sit Zach Willis. I'm like,
it's a good take.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't really pay attention. I get my baseball information from Jack. So I'll be knowing what's going on day to day. But how it would make him feel, because he just saw the Eagles win last year, how it would make him feel to see his favorite team win would make me feel even better.
That's just called being a good dad.
Oh, that's the sweetest thing I ever heard.
And 13 is the perfect age. The Phils were 14 when I won in 08. And
when they won in 08.
When I won in 08.
Hold on, Aaron.
Do we still get mad when people say we run referring to the sports teams?
No, but that's not what you did there.
What did I do?
You said I won.
Yes.
There's a difference between we and I. Yeah.
Did I say I won?
Yes.
Yeah, when the team won, I won as well.
You said team was 14 when I won in 08. You said I was 14 when I won.
That's on me.
Yeah, okay.
It's on me.
But because honestly, my true feelings are I want another Super Bowl because I've been saying this. If we win a third Super Bowl, I don't care about Dallas having five. They won them all before the salary cap era. And I know it's a little hatery on my part because I hate the Cowboys, but I don't care about that. And I don't care about the Giants, two Super Bowls before the salary cap era. They got two. And the Skins, they won three before the salary cap era. We would have cemented as the best team in the division when football matters.
Come on.
50 and 60 year olds don't matter. People between the ages of 35 and 50 don't do that.
You act like you're 50 and 60 year olds don't matter.
Well, Aaron's on here acting like he's 25.
Yeah, you're almost 40, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there in 2 years. They don't. Yeah. You know why I say they don't matter?
Also, your dad is 58.
Wow.
Yeah, he's up there. He's 59.
Yeah, but he talks like he's 65.
He talks like he's 85.
The older Cowboys fans, they're the true Cowboys fans. The ones I grew up with, they're the fraudulent fans. Like I said before, they disappeared in the early 2000s. So, my focus is clearly on the people of my age range. And I got three up on y'all. Because we were in elementary when y'all were winning. So I got three up on y'all.
Yeah.
That's what I care about.
The thing I hadn't thought about with your son is every time we say that the 08 World Series is 17 years ago, it sounds crazy because it seems more recent than that. And I don't think about the fact that there are 20-year-olds that do not remember the 08 World Series.
I know.
Yeah.
No, it's wild.
They don't.
Yeah, it's crazy.
My son doesn't remember the 2017 Super Bowl like that. But he got the experience.
That was 8 years ago.
Yeah, he got the experience to win last year. So, yeah, give him that Phillies, and we can celebrate in the summertime. It'd be great for the city.
All right.
The celebration would be in the fall.
Yeah, not so.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
I know you're a football guy.
Why am I saying? I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Because the Sixers not winning. Like you said, we need a celebration.
Yeah, we don't need to take shots at Spike today.
They were. What is this about?
I know.
Aren't we all Sixers fans?
Yes.
Shut up. Yeah, right. You're a Bronny guy. Thank you, Aaron. We need – this feels like another show at some point.
Yeah.
We need to stop the team-on-team crime here.
Well,
we do.
Well, then you ought to be part of the movement.
No, I'm as critical of the Phillies and I'm critical of all the teams.
Yeah. No, I can't. But everyone else can do it.
I just I don't like the Sixers suck. You should be a Sixers fan, too. Everybody should be a Sixers fan.
Well, they are, but that's
everybody
more,
should be a Phillies
that's
fan.
More of – they feel the Sixers mean more to you, so that's a shot that's supposed
to
hurt
get
you.
Under your skin.
Like with Fritz, you take a dig at the Phillies because what they're saying is when you guys, no offense, you're doing your job, give me your honest opinions or what have you, but fans of the Eagles will take that personal.
Right.
So they feel like it's a personal dig that to hurt them, so you got to hit where it hurts you guys.
Yeah.
The problem is they don't realize you, Spike. Well, I think the Sixers dig would probably hurt more. You've already resigned yourself to this is what we are.
And I wish
–
I don't care if anybody listens. We have plenty of listeners on the podcast. But I've been – I'm plenty negative on the Sixers.
What happens is
people call up and they're – people call up and they're psychotic about it. It's like you hear Chuck. He's like, I don't want Joel Embiid to ever be in the city again.
That's a good point. Where is Chuck?
You know how Chuck is.
I know.
He needs time. I noticed this.
Oh, he wants to be the headliner?
No, we had our little tete-a-tete
that day. Oh, and he's mad.
And he's pissed at me.
Oh, right.
So he's taking time away on his own. I don't take it personal.
When he told you not to raise your voice.
Yeah, that day.
Yeah, that day. He takes more time away from the show than anyone.
Well, you know what, though?
He's like the camera.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because he's passionate about everything, that sometimes it's better if he does take time away versus calling up and arguing and yelling all the time over nothing.
It's weird. When he's mad at me, it doesn't stop him from calling.
Yeah.
He's mad at you. He takes some time off. With me, it fuels him. All right, 215-592.
Well, he and I are a little more personal.
Yes, I know. But you guys have had your moments.
Of course we have. Yeah. That's why he takes breaks. He knows it.
215-592-9494.
You call back anytime, Chuck.
Anytime, Chuck. It's all good.
Coach Fangio is going to name Jihad the starter at some point.
Yeah. That's what the argument
was
about.
That's what it was over, remember?
About preseason.
Yes. Yeah. He's going to name him a starter at some point.
215-592-9494. Would you rather Friday? You can only have one. A Phillies World Series this year or the Eagles repeat. Talk to you. Also coming up next, our conversation with Nick Sirianni about leadership, about training camp, about repeating, all that stuff. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.